Hello, this is Carrie, and I'm going to read from a book by Dominic DeJoy Jr. If you look up Dominic versus Louis DeJoy, Dominic with an I-C-K, you'll see the background on this. New Breed Logistics was the family business started. It was a trucking business started by Dominic Sr. And then Dominic had a lawsuit against Louis for tricking him out of the family business. And you can read more about that if you look up Dominic versus Louis DeJoy on The Guardian or at the earlier oversight. I guess it was, 2020? Lisa Graves, G-R-A-V, like Victor E-S, from True North Research did a video about it. But anyway, so this is called Bubbles of the Burst. And this you can no longer buy on Amazon. It says it's out of print. Now, this was printed, this book, in 2005, 2012, 2015. And it was created through CreateSpace Independent Publishing Platform in North Charleston, South Carolina. So it is basically a book of poems, some very sexy, sensual poems. And so I combed through the book and I thought, there has to be something in here. So I'm going to read the last half of a poem on page 98, and it mentions a banking term. So, like I said, all of these are love poems. But so anyway, as I lie in bed, listening to the Grateful Dead, watching the faithful misled, at least my head is fed, but the cronies of the Fed and the Feds, narcs and sharks and cons and marks, political hacks promoting drone sales and drone attacks, and a prison population large enough to be a nation dare not delve into the shame of K through 12. Children have been shelved for this legislative session and all the sessions to come. They are better off keeping them dumb. At least we were numb before the operations of stripping and building nations and white stone consecrations and waterboard confessions. And God said, it takes a lot of energy to burn a bush in effigy. And that's a capital B in bush. And it creates too much smoke. And if you won't get high, and you won't get high if you take a toke, but you might get some new command and control commandments. At least that's what I think he said as I watch the faithful misled. He gave me two tablets and I swallowed them both before they could be read. Or the Chad that I had from two bras and a dad. Bra, like Shaka bra, Hawaii bra, B-R-A-H, so brothers. Okay, so, or the Chad that I had from two bras and a dad. I hate to be rude, but this was a good old-fashioned family feud. They sodomize Saddam with slant drilling sodomy, not to be coy, who was Hatfield, who McCoy, or should that be Tacredi and a Connecticut, Texas boy? It certainly rhymes with greedy, who is a real McCoy. I think I'll stay in bed and watch the faithful misled and consider myself hip, listening to the dead and sucking on my morphine drip, too old to give the man some lip in the post-broken glass Stiegel recession. At least I know who he is, the one who gives brothers coke its fizz, enables the cables and the RF scorching the brain cells left and the right that thinks evolution is a delusion, but is that thinking at all? Draw no conclusion. And make sure there is no crayon to do it with. I'll just lie in bed, not saying or doing what needs to be done, what needs to be said. Instead, I lie here to myself and everyone else, watching the faithful misled, listening to the Grateful Dead. So that's the second part of the poem. Now, these poems, there are some poems. The whole book, basically all the poems are in bold. There are some that are in italicized. But in this whole book, there is one word that is lighter than all the rest of the print, and it's Stiegel. So in the post-broken glass Stiegel recession. So the Glass-Steagall Act and the Glass-Steagall Act repeal of, it all has to do with banking, like investment banking versus commercial banking. A lot of people, there was a lot of loss there, but I guess new breed, you know, I believe Louis DeJoy skipped the billionaire list. He's extensively overseas, LDJ Global Strategies. He just spoke at the Institute of World Politics. That's since he's been on board. The first gathering was at his home, 100 people. They were, you know, the discussion was Ukraine. If you go on to Institute of World Politics, I watched his wife, Aldona Waz, speak on how she was a soft power in 2006, getting troops moved to Iraq. So Louis DeJoy is going to take over the world, seems like the goal. And with all these brand new sorting machines and odd things popping up in the mail stream that don't have addresses or postage, I'm just wondering, A, the financial part, messing with employees' retirements and all that. Employees want them gone, all right? They're too scared to say anything in public and put their names out there, but they're very concerned about their future. And so anyway, I just thought I would share this. Now, Dominic, when I looked at his LinkedIn, it wasn't extensive as it was. He was working on some kind of... you know, he's the engineer, I guess, engineer mind. Well, with a very human connection, his brother Louis ignored humans for 3 years. You could tell by the Congress members, all of them that open up saying, Mr. DeJoy, I contacted you when you first came on board. Basically, he ignored the humans. The whole half of what he was hired to do, deliver from point A to point B. If you do point A to point B, that's what, post office to post office, that might be the 2.5 average delivery days. But if you look up, first of all, look up USPS, OIG, and Key, and you'll see this announcement that basically tells the criminals there's a lot more competition for mailbox contents that they ever knew before. And it also says right on there, August 2020, that there's no master key control plan and that employees can order as many keys as they want. There's no cap on that. So that comes out August 2020, the same time that Louis DeJoy just said on May 17th that postal police were never on street patrol, but I Googled and Frank Albergo, A-L-B-E-R-G-O, who's documenting all this crime happening when they can be preventing it, the postal police. So the postal police are taken off of patrol. Louis DeJoy, May 17th, 2023, said that they were never on patrol. He also lied when another representative was talking about bad conditions in a building. And he said, well, that's been happening. Look up all of the individual people that I can find, Louis DeJoy's spokespeople and people that have attended this. And if you have anything you'd like to, I guess I'm the only one that's investigating the postmaster, Louis DeJoy. So if you know anything and you would like to, I would go to a restaurant, a different city, tell them your phone's not charged, just use their telephone. Because when you call 562-804-5625, again, that's area code 562-804-5625. Letter carriers will, postal workers should recognize that sequence, right? I picked that number out so it's easy to remember. Just go ahead and talk in a squeaky, squealy voice and let me know what keywords now I should be looking up. So I've looked up enough of fire de joy, de jail de joy, you know, anything under the sun, horrible things I'm not going to repeat, but I've looked and I'm still looking for leads. So again, 562-804-5625 and Glass-Steagall. If you know how New Breed, you know, made a ton of money because of Glass-Steagall or the repeal of, it's Glass-Steagall recession. And and the front of the book is basically, it looks like, you know, beautiful sunset. On the back, I should have looked it up. I don't know if it's the Brooklyn Bridge or the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. But what does this bridge have to do with it? It says, attention, area NYPD video surveillance. So what does that bridge, besides it's probably being in New York or Brooklyn, and the traffic going over the bridge, what does that have to do? That must be a clue. Okay, well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed any information you may have. I think I have everything. All right, take care. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, especially letter carriers. It should be one of the most dangerous jobs in the world, and it's not. It's not even on the top 10 list. So Louis DeJoy, since August 2020, has created a hostile work environment pitting customer against carrier and making it real easy for thieves to steal. And, you know, it's really hard answering those phone calls with people, their heart medication running out, their birth control pills and mail and everything stolen. You know, people ready to commit suicide. That's what these agents are hearing. And I don't stick to the script. I want to know what's really going on. And that's how I learned all this, by talking to the customers. And it's just really pitiful that because of Louis DeJoy, the mail volume has dropped. What business would send out packages that have no coverage when they're delivered correctly to an address where the carriers were told to keep delivering to? All right. So all these post offices no longer delivering on certain routes, eventually, yeah, they had to do that because word was getting out. So that's what's happening. And after Louis DeJoy is gone, I have some really low or no cost ideas how to get the trust back into the post office. But I'm not saying a word until this guy is gone.